Off the Ball. GAA.
There is an element of kind of play it as you see it, but you know, it obviously depends on what the opposition are doing as well. You know, we probably got a little bit of joy from going short.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition,
the official performance nutrition partners
of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, tens of thousands welcome the Clare Hurlers home, Shane O'Donnell on playing through the pain in Croke Park, and Pat Ryan says the Rebels will be back. But first, tens of thousands of people packed out the Fair Green in Ennis last night to welcome the Clare Hurlers home. They arrived on an open-top bus into Ennis after stops in Shannon and Clare Castle, with the Liam McCarthy Cup raised aloft after Sunday's dramatic extra-time win over Cork in Croke Park. It's just the fifth time in the county's history that they've been crowned All-Ireland champions. Shane O'Donnell, meanwhile, has revealed he played through the pain barrier in Sunday's All-Ireland final. The star forward says he pulled his hamstring in training the Tuesday before. O'Donnell says he was in major doubt as to whether or not he'd be able to play against Cork, but he's absolutely delighted he was able to line out for his county.
I had had a bit of an injury scare during the week as well, and was like, I thought my race was run midweek. I thought I wasn't going to be playing at all. So, to be honest, being involved in the build-up and getting to walk behind the parade and all that was actually, I was just delighted. Every minute I was out on the pitch, I was just so happy to be there. Like, and I contributed what I could. And then handed over to the rest of the lads. Like, it was just an incredible occasion. Like every All Ireland hurling final is, it's just a privilege to play the sport and to be involved in these events. To be honest, and to play hurling, and such a beautiful game. Like, and just, yeah, it's an incredible occasion to be a part of. Like,
and what was the scare? The hamstring I heard this morning.
I pulled my hamstring on Tuesday in training basically, and got a scan Wednesday saying that it was a 1A, which is like the mildest strain you can have, but it was still a kind of like, we're talking 5 days to recover, so it was a pretty 50-50 whether I could play, and even if I was going to be playing, I'd be kind of aware of it. So it all worked out brilliant. Did not hold me back at all yesterday, but earlier in the week it was like, went from the total highs and the dream of building up to an Ireland final to having 24 hours of like post training where it's like, oh, my hamstrings, it's done. Like, and
mentally, that must be a hard place to be in.
It was, yeah, it's just like your dream turns to genuine nightmare, and it's just like everyone wishing you the best luck is suddenly like reminding you that you're not going to be playing, and it's just so difficult. It was so challenging, and not to at all take away from whoever would have came in for me would have done a fantastic job. I'm not at all concerned about that. It was just trying to get over that emotion of it. But thankfully I got the MRI and it said it was something I could work with, and physios, Shane Malone and Catra Fahey, were absolutely incredible. I mean, they put in an unbelievable shift on me alone, never mind all the other guys they were tending to as well. Met up outside hours, they met up Saturday morning with them, you know, did everything possibly could do to try and just get me to the place that I could take to the pitch, and then all bets are off then really, you know, kind of just see what happens essentially when I go out there.
Boss Brian Lowen, meanwhile, revealed on Off the Ball Breakfast that Tony Kelly was looking to come off at the end of the 70 minutes on Sunday.
Tony, for example, now he was looking to come off at the end of normal time. Yesterday he was finished, and we had five subs already used, so he couldn't come off. And obviously that worked out brilliantly, but it can work out against you as well.
When Tony's telling you he wants to come off, are you saying no chance?
We had five subs on. He couldn't come
done.
Off. Yeah, he couldn't come off.
He obviously delivered on the pitch yesterday, Tony Kelly. Delivered off it as well with one of the great quotes, in Clare, hurling's like a religion and Brian Lohan is our God.
Yeah. I didn't hear it. We were out in the field. It's very hard to hear what's said on the mic out in the field. But look, Tony's been brilliant for us all year. Had a tough year because he was injured for such a large portion of it. But obviously worked really hard to get himself back. And credit to him and credit to our medical staff.
After the game yesterday, who did you
look for? Who were you trying to get to speak to? What was the moment that you're going to remember from the aftermath last night?
I was looking for my wife, actually, but I couldn't see her. And the kids, obviously was looking out for Ger. Ger was there. Tony Constantine was there. You know, it was just brilliant to meet them afterwards. And, you know, obviously meeting all the players and you know, spending a bit of time with the players last night was just brilliant.
The photo of yourself and Ger is going to be, I think, an iconic photo out of this. Would you have spoken much over the last couple of weeks in the build-up? Would you have been on the phone, just keeping in touch, getting a bit of advice?
No, just text messages. Yeah, just text messages. So I'd always get a text from Ger after a game. And occasionally he could be in Shannon and he'd drop into the office. It's really great meeting him. He's as brilliant a character off the field or off the airwaves as what you see on the airwaves.
Meanwhile, thousands of people turned out at Super Value Park in Cueve last night to welcome the Cork hurlers home. The Rebels return event saw the team take to the stage to a huge welcome from the Cork fans following the defeat to Clare. Speaking on stage, Cork boss Pat Ryan paid tribute to his players and to Clare and says that his side will bounce back.
Obviously, look, very disappointing yesterday, but couldn't fault the lads from everything they've given. Look, the puck of the ball was what's cost us the game in the end. But look, fairness, well done to Clare. Do you know what I mean? Fantastic team, fantastic manager in Brian Lowen. They'll enjoy their couple of days. Obviously, we'll probably drown our sorrows a small bit, and lads will go back to their clubs. And look, we're really proud of our lads, where they come from and the clubs they're with. We know that they'll perform well over the next week and the next couple of weeks in the county championship. But look, we'll move on. And look, 2025 is a new year.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.